I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, football phenom RG3 revealed greatly, if not thrice. But first, in lots of cities, Major League Baseball's Wednesday evening trading deadline passed without comment, let alone fireworks. This was not so in Detroit. By means of a three-way trade that involved the White Sox and the Red Sox, the Tigers acquired Jose Iglesias, a young infielder who'd been hitting .330 in Boston. The acquisition was made necessary by what the first-place Tigers feared might be the imminent suspension of their starting shortstop, Johnny Peralta, for his alleged involvement in the Biogenesis scandal. Unlike the Tigers, the Red Sox had the opportunity to bring to the trading table the customary frame of mind. They weren't trying to replace a guy about to go missing. As Boston general manager Ben Cherington told reporters on Wednesday evening in the dugout at Fenway Park, they were just trying to strengthen a team that looks like a contender.
We liked our team before we made any moves, but we felt like, you know, again, the starting pitching in particular was an area that we were trying to bolster. As we know from past experience here, if you don't have that starting pitching depth late in the year, it can come back to get you. So we're happy to be able to add a guy like Peavy.
In fact, the Red Sox didn't get a guy like Peavy. They got Jake Peavy, who'd won 8 games for the White Sox this season before changing his socks. Boston pitching coach Juan Nieves, who'd previously worked with Peavy in Chicago, feels acquiring the former Cy Young Award winner has answered a pitching coach's prayer for an excess of viable arms.
The first thing that comes to my mind is depth. We have actually 6 starters now. It's almost a great problem to have. It's always nice to have a little bit more clothing on your suit that you can cut it off than having a little too short.
No such thing as too much pitching.
Never. There's no such thing as too much depth. No.
Juan Nieves claims Jake Peavy is one of those guys who has what Nieves calls a doctor's degree in pitching, meaning that he reads hitters well and rarely makes mental mistakes. Boston's manager, John Farrell, says he and general manager Ben Cherington have long known Peavy not only as a fine pitcher, but as the proverbial good guy to have in the clubhouse, in part because they lacked sufficient good guys in their clubhouse. The 2011 Sox crashed late in the season, and in 2012 they finished last. When asked about what sort of homework the Boston front office had done before deciding to go after Peavy, Farrell characterized Major League Baseball as a tight-knit industry and said anybody who's been in the game for very long knows what questions to ask and where to ask them.
It's not uncommon for multiple calls to be placed in advance of either signing a free agent or looking to acquire a player through a trade. So it's common practice, and I think what it speaks to is that we value the person maybe more than the performer, particularly with the group that we've assembled this season.
Jake Peavy has come from a bad team to a contender, so it's easy to feel good for him. Meanwhile, Jose Iglesias, late of the Red Sox, is joining another team that appears to be postseason bound. Former teammate Daniel Nava, who's played each outfield position and first base for the Red Sox this season and starred in a 6-run ninth-inning comeback win on Thursday night, feels that may make the transition easier for Iglesias.
Exactly. I mean, and that's why everyone's here. You want to win. So at least he'll be on another team that's competitive, and who knows, we may see them in the playoffs. You never know.
According to Nava, you never know is wisdom absorbed early in his line of work.
Yeah, I think you learn that probably your first year in pro ball. You get close to guys, and then the next day they're gone. If I had just got signed and came straight to the big leagues and then that happened, it would have been a little different and harder for me, but yeah, I'm used to it by now.
The word in the dugout at Fenway Park on Wednesday night was that Jose Iglesias would join the Tigers on Friday. Jake Peavy is expected to pitch for the Red Sox during their current homestand.